So staff at BBC Northern Ireland took almost 5,000 days off sick in the last year. That's according to a Freedom of Information request obtained by the Belfast Telegraph. So this works out at an average of 7.9, so nearly 8 days per employee. It's also nearly double the UK average for the whole labour market, which, according to the Office for National Statistics, in 2014 stood at 4.4 days, so almost double that. The BBC has said its sickness absence had dropped by 14% in the last 5 years. So your thoughts on this morning, 030 30 80 55 55. I'm joined on the line by DUP MP Gregory Campbell and by Bumper Graham from the Union NPSA. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Gregory, are you surprised at these numbers?
Well, I don't know whether to be surprised or not. I suppose when you look at the two comparators, the one that you've alluded to, the general trend of absence, but then there is another comparator that the BBC employees across the UK appears also to be lower than BBC Northern Ireland employees. So I don't know whether there is something intrinsically in BBC NI or whether it is a general problem.
Well, let's put this in context. Going via the Belfast Telegraph article, it does say staff at BBC Wales missed 8.2 per employee, so 8.2 days per year. BBC Scotland, the figure was 6.8. So, Gregory, when you put it into context, is it really that much different?
Well, my understanding was that the BBC as a whole across the UK was under 6, and yet the Northern Ireland was about 8. So that's a considerable difference. And you've got to remember that there are many employees who are not absent on any days, because that's an average over the entire workforce. So, you know, it is a considerable distinction. And I think licence fee payers are entitled to say, well, why would BBC NI be worse than other regions of the BBC?
Bumper?
Well, there's a number of things that are behind this. We see in every part of the public service reductions in the size of the workforce due to redundancies, but we don't see any reduction in the workload. So the staff that are left behind, including those at the BBC, are having to do more with less resources, and that's putting pressure on. And one of the biggest rises in sickness absence is down to mental health issues and stress. And then, of course, if any use also have the problem of having to work with Stephen.
Well, that's it too. There should be a special kind of consideration given to that. But Gregory, if you're sick, you're sick. You've alluded to it yourself. Some people, I'm not sure when my last sick day was. Some people will not take any sick days in a year, and some people will find themselves in the position, through no fault of their own, where they feel like they need to take a time off on sick, and that might be well over the 7.9 average.
Yes, I accept that. But the whenever they use the figures like 7.9. That's the average for all the employees that are employed by the BBC in Northern Ireland, which does, as I've said, include many people who don't take any days off. But why should it be the case? I accept what Bumper's saying about stress, and of course that applies to every type of employee. But why would it be more particularly acute in BBC NI than BBC Wales, BBC Scotland or BBC in England?
Well, why do you think it is, Gregory?
I don't know. That's why I've said I think it's a matter for BBC management to establish, is there an underlying problem that they haven't looked at, and what can they do about it? Until you find out the problem and the reasons for it, it's very difficult to find a solution.
Bumper, is this something that a figure that should be the same across the UK when it comes to, even within this organisation?
No, you're always going to get regional disparities, and it very much depends upon the conditions in the workplace, the social and economic conditions that surround the workplace. For instance, if you look at London in the southeast, they're not as dependent upon a single income household. Most of them have partners that are in work. That isn't the case in the likes of Scotland and Northern Ireland. So there are underlying socioeconomic issues that contribute to it as well. But, I mean, Gregory is right in the sense that it does need addressing, and the unions have always said to the employers that we're keen to address it, because we realise that if somebody's out, then even more pressure falls on those left behind. But what we really need to do is identify the root cause. And as I say, we believe currently it is down to things like redundancies. It's down to 0 hours contracts and the general fear that workers have these days.
Gregory, do you happen to know that the figures for MPs, MLA sick days?
No, I don't.
That might be interesting to find that out. Do you take many sick days yourself?
I don't think they're even recorded, are they, Gregory?
I was just going to say, I'm sure there'll be an FOA winging its way.
Well, are they recorded, as Bumper is alluding that they're not?
I don't think they're recorded.
As far as you're aware, Gregory, are MP, MLA sick days recorded?
I don't know. I don't know whether they are.
Well, Gregory, if you happen to be sick, do you have to report that to anybody?
Oh, well, no, not that I know of. No.
That seems a bit odd, though, Gregory. Surely, if you're paid out of the public purse, regardless of where you're paid, would they not want to have figures and statistics to represent how the workforce fares over the year and maybe identify issues if there are any there?
I think if I was sick for a day or two, most people would probably know about it. I think that's a fair point. You know, there should be sickness absences recorded, and people should know about them.
Because we're still talking about taxpayers' money here, so I am quite surprised that those figures aren't recorded.
Yes, but Vinny, let's not fall into a trap that this programme sometimes falls into when somebody else is in the chair. That, you know, we're talking here about a recorded instance of BBC Northern Ireland.
Let's continue with what
we are talking about, Gregory, is MPs, MLAs, members of the Scottish and Welsh parliaments and assemblies, they are all public servants, no different from workers in the BBC, from workers that I represent across the public services. So why shouldn't the same general rules apply where if someone is sick that they have to record that?
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. I would happily go along with that being recorded, and not just being recorded, but being open for everyone.
Do you know, in average, roughly, Gregory, how many sick days you've had in the last few years?
I'm pushing my luck to say none.
Some would say you're sick every day, Gregory.
What about you, Bumper? Let's all be out in the open about this. And let's remember, we're not suggesting that having a sick day is something that is you're not allowed to do. Yep. That's wrong.
Most of the time, I
think it's fair to make the assumption that if you are sick, you're off sick, it's for a very good reason. But Bumper, yourself?
I think I've had 3 or 4 days off in this last 5 years.
Okay. When we're talking about recorded instances last year, so I think in around April 2015, there was an assembly report reflecting sickness and absence in the civil service. So, and the figures at this point, the average number of days lost to sickness in the civil service overall was 10.1. And that was short of the target, the aim of 9.0. So that when you compare Bumper, there's an even bigger jump there. 10.1 days per person per year. That's 2 weeks.
Well, yes, and you can't get into having debates about the data. One of the problems with the data is it all recorded consistently? Because in some cases, if you're off on a Friday and a Monday, they count that as 4 days. In other places, they count it as 2 because of the weekend issue. So there are issues in and around how data is recorded. But the more critical thing is, let's not look at the figures. Let's look at how we try and improve the situation. And that means the employers working with the trade unions to see what are the underlying reasons. And I say one of the biggest ones falls in and around stress, depression, and other issues related to the very unhealthy climate that there is now in our public services due to the level of cuts.
And do you think that perhaps extends to the BBC?
Yes, I mean, the BBC has not been immune from cuts and pressures and changes to staff's terms and conditions. So I would expect that to be part of the reason behind sick absence in any part of the public service.
The BBC went on to say, this is in response to the Belfast Telegraph, the total sick days this year has fallen by 14% compared to 2010, and the employee average is 5.1. So 5.1%. Now, obviously, there are a lot of people that work for the BBC. I think it's at more than 19,000 people, and that is around the world. So that is a general average. But that is still, Bumper, there's quite a difference. 5.1 average across the board, and then BBC Northern Ireland, 7.9.
Well, yes, but again, you've got to look at the profile of the workforce. The age profile is important. If there are more people in the older age group, they're more susceptible to illness. If you have more women in the workplace, then they're also susceptible.
But would Northern Ireland be so more open to such differences than the rest, say, even the rest of the UK?
But what I'm saying is, you just can't look glibly at single figures. You've got to get underneath the figures and try and find, is there a reason and explanation, and then work jointly to try and tackle that, because it's in everybody's interest to try and get the figures down.
Gregory?
Yeah, well, I think when you outlined the figures there overall, then I think we were getting to the nub of it.
But what about that issue with the civil service, 10.1?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when we're looking at these across the board, there seems to be a trait or a process where people in the public service are taking a lot more leave than people in private. Is there a reason behind that in certain places publicly funded, if you take sick days, you won't get paid for it, therefore you're much more likely to turn up to work, Gregory?
Yeah. Well, individually, obviously, people like yourself and you and Bob, others are blessed with good health. That is good. There are other individuals who are not as blessed with good health, and obviously will have greater absence. But when we talk about averages, that irons all those anomalies out. And if you have a high absence rate in terms of civil service, if you have a high absence rate in terms of BBC Northern Ireland, that's 50% higher than other regions of the UK and the BBC. Then there is an onus on the management to say, why would that be the case? Try to address it in order to try and bring that down. And that applies whether it's the civil service, BBC NI, or MPs or MLAs, or even trade union officials.
There's a figure Bumper put on the total UK BBC staff absence sick leave of costing licensed payers £12.5 million. Like, that is an incredible figure.
Well, is it? Because you've got to look at the total size of the BBC budget. And Vanessa keeps saying, bandying figures and statistics around doesn't tackle what is the underlying problem. And the underlying problem is the climate in the workplace, the pressure in the workplace. And if you're in the public services, you're finding that you're being asked to do far more with far less resources. And that applies to the BBC. In addition to that, in the private sector, people are on 0 hours contracts, they're in short-term contracts, and they have a real fear that no matter how ill they may be, if they don't turn in for work, then they're going to get the sack.
You could reflect the fact that, and this is from inside the BBC, inside BBC Northern Ireland, that the staff morale here does seem, I'm open to be corrected, but fairly high. You know, there's a lot of people, a majority of people that I know that work in here are very happy to have the position that they have, the job that they have. They know there's a huge queue of people behind them.
People are happy.
And therefore they're more likely, you could assume, to come to work. And once again, I'm not suggesting that people that are sick are not sick. You know, a lot of these people will genuinely have reasons to not be in work.
People might be happy in the sense that they enjoy the job that they do. They've been doing it for a while. But, I mean, I talk to your colleagues in the BBC when I'm in elsewhere, and many of them tell me that, the place is much worse than it was years ago, that many of the people are not on proper full-time contracts, that they're on short-term contracts, that they're losing staff, that their pensions and their terms and conditions are being attacked. So like any other part of the public service, it's not the wonderful place to work in that it perhaps used to be.
The nature of the work might need to be something that's reflected here, Bumper, in terms of if you're doing night shift, if you're doing long shifts. If you're working maybe a certain pattern that you find quite difficult, it's difficult to fit into a regular life. Is that something that you think would have that kind of knock-on effect?
Clearly, I mean, there is research that shows that particularly for people who work night shifts on a regular basis, that they have a far less healthy life than people who, if we say, do the normal 9-to-5. And there are many people in the likes of the BBC and indeed the public services who are working on rotas and working night shifts regularly, and that does affect their health.
Gregory, last word to yourself.
Well, I think we need to have that investigation by BBC management to try and determine if there are underlying problems. And it may well be that the staff hopefully would welcome that, because if there are underlying issues, they would want them addressed, as well as the BBC, and of course the licensed paid pair would want them addressed as well.
There are a few calls coming in here, 030 30 80 55, asking how many of these sick days are associated with Stephen Nolan, and unfortunately I don't have that figure. He's not actually off sick at the minute. So he's off on holiday, but he'll be back before you know it. So I enjoy the peaceful time while it lasts.
We'll see the sick leave figures peak then, will we?
I don't know about that. Bumper, you're awful hard on him. Bumper Graham, thank you very much. And Gregory Campbell, DUP MP, thank you very much as well.